There was something that I heard about suicide. Whatever, I can't say that I was surprised. You wandered around with death in your eyes.
Hello and welcome to Rock Your World. My name is Sin. I am your awesome host once again here for episode number 35. And I have no idea why I'm talking like this right now, but I should stop because that's a little annoying. Hello, everybody. Yes, you are listening to Rock Your World, the awesome little podcast known for local unsigned and unknown artists, and that's what I specialize in. Big news this week. This is the first podcast since last summer when I started up that I'm actually back in New Mexico doing. So, of course, that means I'm co-hosting once again with none other than my great dog, Peanut, who is lazily sitting on the floor right now next to me, asleep, and not being that good of a host, because he's just a dog, and he's lovable and all that. But yeah, I am back here, which means that I will be going to a lot more shows, which means I'll be getting a lot more artists to play on the show. So many, in fact, that I'm going to have to announce this right now. From now on until I don't even know when, Rock Your World will be amping up to 2 shows a week instead of just 1. Yeah, breaking the tradition of just doing 1 show a week, which was kind of... people said that, were telling me that what I'm doing is great and I don't do it nearly enough. I was getting a lot of that, so I decided, why not? Let's amp up to 2 a week. And since I have plenty of time, since it is the summer for me already, I will be able to do at least 2 shows a week. Now, I'm planning on doing something like maybe keep Wednesday and then do it again on like Sunday. I think that sounds like a fair, like, time, like, allowed to do the show. Keep up with Wednesday and just add Sunday on. Which, and to be honest right now, I'm doing this just because I have a lot of music that I need to play. And because I have free time. Those are the 2 big reasons I'm doing this. And it's going to be a lot more exciting. You're going to hear a lot more music. Maybe not a lot as me. But it'll be very, very exciting, to say the least. Now, since I know you're here for the music and not me, why don't we start with getting back into the music, because we opened up with the Basement Tapes and their song Santa Fe. I thought it was appropriate, seeing as how I'm back here in New Mexico, might as well play a song about the capital of New Mexico, Santa Fe. So we're going to keep on going through this right now. We have a lot to get through, and it's all really good today. Once again, this is another one of those weeks where we have completely new artists on the show. Nothing old, just all new, all exciting, and all for you. Just like this next artist, who is named Andy Leeming. And you're about to listen to him right now with his song, Wretch Like Me, right here on Rock Your World.
I was born in 89 in Massachusetts in the summer. My parents moved me to Virginia when I was 8 years old. And I grew up slowly, and my mama told me, son, the world will break your heart. And I didn't know it then, but she was right from the start. cut down every cherry tree and a lot about it through my teeth. Yeah, Washington was a better man than me. And a penny say is not much at all. I've nothing to my name, nothing at all to call my own. Well, my soul is stretching in every direction, and you in fear of love's rejection. You asked me for my protection, and I met your love with an erection. Sound. You say we're wretched like me from underground. It's just a metaphor for being drunk downtown. Started looking where the angels are. You say they must be somewhere, they can't be far. And you rolled your eyes when I told you they're in my car. And if you drive west, straight in a line, the sun will stop and you can't freeze time. January 1st, 2009, the day when your love was completely mine. So we close our eyes and sign the Declaration of Independence from this nation. It won't be long before they come, stamp us out. Shut us off.
Thank you, Andy Leeming. So yeah, what else is exciting? Oh yeah, how about the fact that I'm 21 now, so I can go to all the 21 plus clubs in Albuquerque that are actually pretty much anywhere if I wanted to. And recruit bands from there. That can always be a lot of fun. So, that will be spread even further around, and it'll be completely awesome upcoming shows. And for some reason, I just don't have a lot of energy today. I think that's the fact that I'm, like, really tired and not completely hyped up on caffeine this week. So I'm sorry, guys, if I don't have the usual energy that I have. But c'est la vie. Let's keep on keeping on with what we got here. Because the next song I've been dying to play for a while now, it is by an artist called Paper Ceilings. And the song It's quite a mouthful, so let's see if I can do this. It's called Bob Dylan, An Unauthorized Biography by Paper Ceilings. Somehow I managed to say that without screwing it up, so that's a victory for me in my book today. So why don't we listen to this song, because I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. I've been enjoying it since I've listened to it, and you're about to listen to it right now for the first time on Rock Your World.
Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. He was born in Minnesota with a different name. I know this cause I read his Wikipedia page. He won a Pulitzer Prize in 2008. He's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, and this is not one of them. He went to New York at the age of 19 to hang out in a mental hospital with Woody Guthrie. He met some other dudes, one was named Van Ronk, and they all sat around and sang stupid folk songs. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. Somewhere along the line, he started being good, and John Hammond signed him because he thought that he should. So Bob put out a record in 62, and some people bought at least more than a few. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. And then a little while later, Bob went electric. He was at Newport Folk Fest, the crowd wasn't quite receptive. And then everybody hated him and it was sort of sad. And then Bob got in a real bad motorcycle crash. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. And then Bob started writing bad songs for fun, and everyone who heard them said, man, I guess he's done. But he'd still yet to write blood on the tracks. Once again, Bob would have last laugh. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. And then Bob turned Christian, he was born again. He wrote some songs about it, but no one listened. And the few who did weren't thoroughly convinced. Everyone thought Bob had gone off the deep end. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. Bob mellowed out after the Christian years, though he did a Christmas album to spread that holiday cheer. But no one really cares about Bob anymore. At least he still gets good pitchfork scores. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them. Bob's still alive, he's still doing okay. Though his voice is shot from smoking 14 packs a day. But even if he has gone insane, I'll still sing his songs any day. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs. Some were great, some were way too fucking long. Bob Dylan wrote a lot of songs, but this is not one of them.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Thank you, Paper Ceilings. I absolutely love that song. I think it's the fact that it talks about finding Bob Dylan's information on Wikipedia that really, really, really makes that song for me. I propose an idea that all artists should have someone seeing about their Wikipedia page. I think that would definitely change music forever. And if you decide that you're going to now write a song based upon an artist and their Wikipedia article, send it my way. And I will more than be happy to play you. And what do you think, Peanut? What do you think about all this? Do you want to talk in the microphone? That's my dog for you. The best co-host in the world. Can't beat my buddy Peanut right here, who I love more than anything else in the world. He's such a cute little dog. But besides me talking about my adorable little puppy, you're not really a puppy, are you? You're a full-grown dog, aren't you? You're my full-grown dog. Now I'm being licked by my dog while trying to cue up the next song. Are you trying to help me, boy? Anyway, let's get on with the next song, which is by the artist Jib Jab Jones and the Indigo Circus, with the song The Biggest Letdown. And we're going to listen to it, aren't we, boy? We're going to listen to it right now on Rock Your World, right? Yeah, let's listen to it right now.
Every review you wrote, 'cause I looked up to you, but you failed me too, you know. Thought I found someone to see eye to eye, but I noticed as time passed by that your big talking I mistook for backbone. What else can I do? You blame me and I'll blame you. What's there left to say? If you think you're so grown up, then start acting that way. What else can I do? You'll blame me and I'll blame you. What's there left to say? If you think you're so grown up, then start acting that way. You say I don't take your advice when I could, or admit that I'm wrong when I should. Well, here's my open invite to admit they were right about you. You say this always shocks down to ego, but for that you know we'd have to be equal. So as much as it stings, we're not in the same league, so don't bother to argue. What else can I do? You'll blame me and I'll blame you. What's there left to say? If you think you're so grown up, then start acting that way. What else can I do? You'll blame me and I'll blame you. What's there left to say? If you think you're so grown up, then start acting that way. Let down I ever knew. After every time I stuck up for you, didn't teach me much to give me far, besides a few big words, how to shred the guitar. No one will take you seriously. Sweat your talk of intelligence and maturity. The respect that you think you've earned, I guess some people just never learn.
All right, so much for the so-called hosting with my dog. He decided to stay for like 30 seconds and then jump down and go back to sleep. But anyway, thank you, Jib Jab Jones and the Indigo Circus. Hopefully we can hear all these artists again soon if we slow down and need to replay artists. But right now we have a lot of stuff to play already. And maybe next week we'll have entirely new artists. I don't know. And actually, I'm going to have to start forgetting about... Oh, next week, seeing as that next episode should be on Sunday, depending on what's going on that day. It should be going down on Sunday. I'm hoping it does. But we will see what happens. I'll try to remember to do it on Sunday. So, yeah. Right now we're coming kind of towards the end of the podcast. And it's about time to wrap it up, even though we still are only like 27 minutes into the show. This is going to be a fairly short one today, actually, from what it looks like. Seeing as we've already gone through 4 songs already. And if you have noticed, all of them have used acoustic guitars. Which is, I guess, the kind of trend I'm going with today. I really don't plan these things out until like about 15 minutes before I do the show. I think, okay, what have I listened to this week? These guys were good, and we haven't heard them yet. Or I'm digging this song right now, or something like that. That's typically how I formulate who gets played on the show, which I'll admit isn't the greatest formula in the world, but it gets artists heard, which is what we want, right? The entire point of this is to get artist exposure out there. At no cost to the artist whatsoever. That's one thing that I always like to market to the artists when I'm talking to them, is that I'll play and promote you absolutely free. No worries about there ever being a charge or anything. It's all on my own time and effort. Isn't that right, dog? Isn't that right, Peanut? We do this for our own time and effort, boy. On that note, let's wrap it up. So the artists we've heard today so far are The Basement Tapes with their song Santa Fe, Andy Leeming with the song Wretch Like Me, Paper Ceilings and their song Bob Dylan, an unauthorized biography by Paper Ceilings, Jib Jab Jones and the Indigo Circus with their song The Biggest Letdown Came After. And that leads us up to right now in the show, which is going to be a song by The Old Edison called Faith in My Fretboard, which is actually really, really good, and I'm sure you're going to absolutely love it. So, on that note, thank you for listening to Rocky World 35. It's going to be, at least for a while, the last weekly podcast episode, because we're going to bi-weekly, if you haven't been paying attention to anything I've said so far. So check it out on Sunday, because that's when it's going to be most likely. And there will be more great and big announcements in the future. So, what do you think, Peanut? Is it time to wrap it up? What do you think, boy? He's just lying there being a stupid little dog right now. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I guess I'll talk to you all on Sunday. See you then. And this is the old Edison playing us out. Thank you very much, and good night.
Just who am I to trust? Where am I to run? But it hasn't lied to me like so many others. So I'm just as sure that it will lead me home. Cause brother, I've been strong some days, you say. And my brother, best to play. But for all that huff and puff telling me I ain't worth nothing, my brothers give me all the strength I need. I said my brothers give me all the strength I need. My brothers all around me, they are drinkers. Shakes my faith in what I